Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I had a Miranda moment.
I don't know what that voice was.
This is crazy.
By the way, how many cups of coffee have we had?
So many things. We should have a game show called Calm Down.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Someone find a synonym. Where's the thesaurus? Thesaurus is hard to say.
Is it ever? I can say that. There's not an R in it.
There is an R in thesaurus.
Ah, fuck, you're right. And with that, ladies and gentlemen,
this is the pregame where we look for synonyms. And Aaron's 7-year-old self says vocabulary like riff.
Oh, my God.
Good for her.
We have to start writing these down. Write them down.
Oh, my God. Welcome, everybody. Pregame, 10 minutes of fun. We answer your questions. Thank you for submitting them. Sometimes I think it's our producers who submit them, whether it's Ryan or Kurt, because no one writes in. They feel bad for us. Like, wow, let's pretend someone's listening.
I got a story for the podcast. You'll have to listen to our extended version that comes out on Thursday. But I got a story about where and who people are listening to Calm Down. All right.
Let's
start out.
I have
with
an addition to that.
Oh, yay.
Okay. Write down Broncos. Well, that game. Is anyone still listening to me on that? No, because it wasn't that exciting. All right.
Run the ball.
Some cuties at the game. Mm-hmm. Run the damn ball. Sarah M. Gibbons, thoughts on PSL, pumpkin spice latte, and Starbucks is going to have Xmas drinks in mid-October. Aaron, you start.
NFW, no freaking way. I can't do anything special with a drinky poo. It's like either a little bit drinky poo right now. I can only do like a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of hazelnut. I can't get into the pumpkin, you?
Okay, I love pumpkin. I get so excited when Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts has the flavor. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I race there. I get the pumpkin muffin. I take the top off. I eat it like a savage. And then that's all I need. I need a one and done on the pumpkin. I can't do it in the drinks. I feel like I got to go straight to the dentist. It's too sweet for me. So no, but I do love, and I am a big believer, we're not putting Christmas shit out until Halloween's over. I can't be getting,
I have you a just Christmas lifted up mug.
I know.
Ho,
well,
ho,
you know
ho.
What? You know what? You a hoe. Because Idaho. Put that down. That is not supposed to come out until after Halloween. Let's
all
not
right.
jump the holidays here. This is crazy. Enjoy one thing at a time.
Oh, I
next.
Love you.
You're
this
up,
is
girl.
From BLT. I don't know. I screwed up your name last week. I'm going to do it again. But thanks for the follow-up question. What is your favorite thing about each other? Mine about Carissa is just her quick wit.
How long do we
and
have?
And her sayings, like this one that I'm obsessed with right now, is this is crazy. Like,
it is crazy. Everything's crazy. My favorite thing about Erin, I have so many. I have, and this will make me emotional. Mm-hmm. She's the most loyal.
Oh.
Like, I have been through like the worst shit in my life, and she is that ride or die that checks in on you every day, even if you don't want to talk about it. She is there through
Leave
it
me
all,
alone, bitch.
And also so fucking funny. I don't need to swear. I don't need to swear, but her loyalty and her sense of humor. Those are my
crazy.
Favorite things. This is crazy. Mine are broken. Steak and Cheesy. Adorable name.
So cute.
Game show you want to be on.
Press your luck. press your luck.
Yeah, I want to be on it.
No
so
whammies,
bad.
No whammies, no Stop. Whammies.
What about
that
you?
And Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
I want to be on Wheel of Fortune. I feel like when they bend down and like, I feel like I'd be really good at that wheel.
Oh my God,
and like,
yes.
And then I would also, Jeopardy. I would be terrible on Jeopardy. Yeah. I love any game show. I want to host any game show. I want to be on any game show. I love them.
Peyton
so,
Manning,
question.
Omaha Productions, hire us. We want to be the hosts of your game show. I think a game show deserves us. Start it with the hashtag Aaron and Carissa to host a game show. Damn it. You don't have to
Start
add
now.
Damn it. Liz Hudson 3, Guilty Pleasure. CT, what do you have?
Just television that I don't have to think. You know, the design part of me, like I love makeover shows. So like I'll fast forward through those. I'm getting the Kardashians. I wasn't into them when everyone was into them like years back. I'm all in on the Hulu version of the Kardashians because I feel like they're really in the no fucks zone of not caring. And yeah. I like the way they shoot it. It's kind of docuseries. So that
we have a story about the Kardashians that we will talk about in the Thursday show. You guys won't ever want to. You won't want to miss this one.
No,
also, Guilty Pleasure. What's mine? I like crap TV. Housewives. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Team Kathy, Team Rena. Who knows? Okay. Here you go.
I think I actually do know. Is that the feud?
Yeah. Family feud.
Oh, I'd be on that. Top five answers on the board.
Ding, ding,
we got to get on that show.
We got to do a game show together. Host and be on
it.
Come on. This is crazy.
You know what? Wow. I need that. By the way, how many cups of coffee have we had? So many things. We should have a game show called Calm Down. Okay. Well,
Peyton,
or not.
Call us.
Okay. Not Sean Payton. He's busy. Liz Hudson. Oh, we already read that. Jesus, this could be a long... This is only Tuesday or Monday. I don't even know what day it is. Red, white, rose, or sparkling. This is from Camp in Bigwood. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Or boy. I'm going all... the only one... We were FaceTiming last night.
Yeah.
You were drinking white wine at night, which is really bold. I can't do white wine.
Why?
I'm a red... Sparkling or rosé. I don't know. If it gives me a headache, which is weird.
Yeah. I love red. I did white when I got home to be like, yay, I'm home and I can finally smell and taste things. I didn't have COVID. I just have a sinus infection. And then I had red and got really stuffed up. So yay.
Oh my gosh. You were able to switch, huh?
Yeah, I had to.
Good for you. Next girl.
Steph Walbum. Where did the name Calm Down come from? Because we use it all the time when we're talking about anything. Like my right nostril, I can't breathe. Calm down and open up. What the hell?
In fact, Tony Gonzalez, squirrel, is not paying attention to half the things that are going on. God love him. But he goes, we're sitting there getting ready for a Thursday night game. And it was in Cincinnati. Little cutie had a sign that said calm down and hoodie, which I loved. And he goes, what's that for? Because I was like, oh, thank you, whatever. And he goes, what's that for? And I go, Aaron and I have a podcast called Calm Down. And he goes, that's the name of it, Calm Down? And I go, yeah. And he goes, that's a great name for a podcast. Thanks, Tony.
It's
been around for, you know what? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we're sweeping the nation.
Next, we're really in the mix today. All right. Appellini 4, the best dish you cook.
Oh, go ahead.
Aaron. You're more of a cook than I am. I should be on a cooking show of just making a meal out of all the shit that's in your cupboard. I am very good at
this. That's what they should call it, by the way. Making a meal out of all the shit in your cupboard. That'd be awesome.
Yep. It's anything that's in the cupboard, anything that's left over in the fridge, which I normally don't have a lot in there anyways because I'm an impulse eater. So I just like to take it. This is, for another conversation. Write this down. Eating out of the garbage can. Write this down.
Miranda,
this is crazy. What I
city?
Know. I had a Miranda moment. I don't know what that voice was. Okay. I would be really good at I am very good at making something out of nothing. Like my relationships. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Last week you would have had goldfish because that was your favorite meal of the week. Goldfish.
It still is.
Every time I talk to you, I'm eating goldfish. Goldfish casserole. I am good at basics. I'm better at breakfast. I can nail a breakfast.
Oh.
I can do the timing of it. I kick ass at scrambled eggs. Shout out to Chris, our friend Chris with the Staffords.
Mm-hmm.
Low and slow and counterclockwise. You don't need salt because the bacon has enough salt for you. So many things you learn in Tulum. And then I can nail French toast, pancakes, lunch and dinner, questionable.
Oh my God. Wait, hold on. This French toast situation. What are we? Are we putting any bananas or anything in it? What kind of French toast are we working with?
I don't eat French toast like that. I just have to have basic Betty on a brioche.
Where is my friend Erin? She said brioche.
And it has an R in it, so I could say it. Brioche.
Is that a different language we can or can't say?
No. Okay, Kevin 7.1. Sure. Favorite pizza topping? Pepperoni. What about you? Krista doesn't eat.
No, I have, you know, I have a very slow thyroid, so I have to be careful what I eat.
You're
four goldfish,
shots.
Two edamame. I know, I've been taking the shots. It's not working. Oh my God, first of all, I need to take a fucking sedative. This is crazy how much I'm just yelling and screaming. I am so sorry, by the way, if this is any indication of what the podcast is going to be like.
You're welcome,
Buckle America. Up. I did the shots wrong. Let's write this down. Shots wrong.
Carissa.
Yep. Shots were wrong. Oh, that's a tease. Just anything. Cheese. I like everything on the top of pizza except for pineapple. Who are these people that like pineapple on the top of there?
Yeah.
Charlie McFarlane, Carissa, favorite room to decorate?
Ooh, I like this.
I love that question. I love designing, decorating, insert word here, a living room. It's the room you spend the most time in. And a bedroom, because it's the other room you spend the most time in. So I think that where you go to sleep and where you spend the majority of your days should be lovely. So yeah, I like living rooms and bedrooms.
Erin Andrews has a question. What is your number one accessory you need in both of those rooms? What is something everybody should have?
It's a great question. The number one accessory, a good throw blanket. And they need to be temperature control. You have to have two kinds of throw blankets. You have to have one that's very light and you have to have one that's very like cozy because depending on the temperature in your house, sometimes it calls for just a light blanket. Sometimes you want that like barefoot dreams, cozy cos, whatever. So two different types of throw blankets. And I have so many more, but that's the number one.
I love it.
Great question, Erin, and thank you for joining us. For more information on how to decorate your home and how to calm down, so much coffee. Tune in for the full episode of Calm Down Podcast. Thank you guys for submitting your questions. We love you. Bye.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.